Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, ending eating disorders using nothing but our brain. And so fun to see you guys here on the live feed. Feel free to pop in with hearts or likes or any comments of how this relates to you, your own experience, or any questions that you have. But this is something that I see come up over and over and really want to just pop in quick and address this. Do I need more accountability? That is something that comes up all the time because we feel like, okay, we need something. We're not doing it on our own, so we need something. So a normal pattern is we decide we want to make this change, right? It's like maybe I want to end my binge eating. Maybe I want to stop this cycle. Maybe I want to improve my habits. Maybe I want to stop overeating, whatever it is. And we're trying it on our own, and it's just not working. It's just we keep doing the same thing, and we get more and more frustrated. So the natural question, which is totally understandable that we ask ourselves is, okay, well, maybe I need to do something else. Maybe I need some more accountability. Accountability, the great thing that people love to go to because they think it's going to fix things. Like, oh, as long as I'm accountable to somebody, then it's going to help me. So do I need accountability? We're going to answer that question right now, right today, because it's a really important question. And it's really important for you guys to understand if you ever want to end the binge cycle as well. So we're going along and we keep on falling off the wagon, right? We keep on starting over and over, day one, never going to do it again. And now enter accountability partner. So the idea is if I'm accountable to somebody else, if I have somebody else looking out for me, knowing what I want, somebody that I can reach out to, somebody who's following up with me, it will create some sort of situation where I won't do it anymore because now it's not just me. Now I have somebody outside of me. Now, accountability partners absolutely work with some things. And with some things, it makes it way worse. Now, if you're wanting to like meet up with with somebody at the gym in the morning, an accountability partner can be super helpful because you have somebody outside of you who's kind of like, oh, okay, well, like we'll help each other. And you're way more likely to get to the gym if you have an accountability partner who's going to be there with you. Now, the issue with getting over an eating disorder or any sort of overeating or compulsive eating or food addiction or whatever you want to call it, if you have a relationship with food that's disrupting your life, what happens is that we think these same principles will work with that. Now, the way that your brain works is that there's a lower part of your brain that really wants to perpetuate the same habits that you've always done. And that same part of your brain is also about survival. So it wants you to be able to eat enough. And it gets sort of tricked into thinking that the binge eating is the way that you're going to survive. So there are all sorts of biological mechanisms in our body that really protect our life, like our survival, and they get pushed when we have any sort of like deprivation. Just try this experiment. Just pick your favorite food and tell yourself, you know what? I'm not going to have it anymore for the rest of my life. I'm just not going to have ice cream. No more cookies. No more chocolate. I'll never have another waffle. And right then, you can feel a shift in you like, I better get some waffles. You're really all of a sudden craving the thing that you're not going to have anymore. Isn't that interesting that that comes up? We have biological buttons that actually drive up cravings for things that we're not about to have. So when we take something that's food related and when we're in a cycle of, you know, binge eating or whatever the cycle is for you, when we're in that cycle and all of a sudden we bring in an accountability partner with something like this, what happens is it gets way worse. Sometimes it gets better for a minute, and then it gets way worse. So this is what happens. I need to do something else. I'm going to have an accountability partner. All right, Susie, my buddy, I'm struggling with, I keep on, binging on, chips at night. What am I going to do? Okay, well, Susie says, because she wants to be in a good accountability partner, she says, hey, you know what? As soon as you're wanting those, as soon as you want the chips, text me, and I'm going to be there for you. And I'm going to say, don't do it. And I'm going to say, remember your goals and remember who you are. And we're in this place where, well, we're not craving chips right now, and we're all gung-ho to change things. So we're like, all right, let's do it. Yeah, I'm going to text you. She says, do you promise? Do you promise that you're going to text me before you eat the chips? We say, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to text you, and I promise on my honor, cross my heart, pinky swear, I will. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to reach out to you. And then we get to the evening, and we're wanting the chips way more. And the last thing in the world that we want to do is not eat the chips. The last thing in the world that we want to do is reach out to somebody and say, hey, stop me from eating the chips. Why would we do that when we're in this space and all we want is the chips? Our brains trick us into thinking that we've decided that we want to do that. And so we end up doing it. And then we see Susie, right? And we're like, oh, it happened again. She said, why didn't you text me? Why didn't you reach out? And all of a sudden, now we've broken a prom. We didn't just binge. Now we broke a promise. Now we have all this shame around it. Now it's not just the shame of binging on potato chips. It's the shame of breaking a promise. It's the shame of not doing what we told Susie that we would do. So the next time we come around to a chip situation, it actually feels much worse because we've created this promise that we're breaking on top of the promises that we break to ourselves. In fact, sometimes we're feeling so bad about it and how we can never do this again and how we've got to text her next time and how I can't believe this happened again that we eat twice as many chips because we have the shame on top of it. I have seen people accountability partner promise each other up 50 pounds because their binging gets so much worse because of all of this accountability. They'll join accountability groups and accountability chats and like, I absolutely promise. And it makes you feel so bad when you keep promises in other areas of your life. I made a promise to, be loyal to my husband. And you don't go around cheating on your husband. But then when it comes to food, all of a sudden you're lying and you're hiding things. And it's really confusing. But we think like, we're going to make this a big deal. And if I can make this a big deal and make promises and have accountability partners, it's going to make me stop doing this. Look at the data. Look at what's actually happening. Has it ever helped? Has an accountability partner with food stuff ever helped long term? The other thing that happens is we start isolating more and more. We actually stop telling people what's going on because we start avoiding accountability. We start saying like, oh no, like man, that person, I told him that I was, going to change my habits and do better, and then I didn't text him, and like, or this person, yeah, they know what I was struggling with, and I said, yeah, I've got it, I've, figured it out, and then I fell off the wagon, and I can't tell them. So all of a sudden, the people around us that we would trust, that were our accountability people, we actually stop sharing our lives with them, and we get more and more isolated, which again makes it worse. So be aware of the downfalls of having an accountability partner, or do I need more accountability? When people come to me and they want to end their eating disorders, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what we do. But one thing that people say sometimes is, you know what, Lydia, like one reason why I really want to do your program is because, I need more accountability. And I end that idea right there. I let them know completely clearly, I am not here for accountability. You can do whatever you want, as much as you want, anytime you want. There are important reasons why I let my clients know that I'm not here for accountability. Because when I'm their accountability person, it actually closes doors. It closes their brain off. It like puts me on the other side because their brain starts protecting them from this accountability. So they've got to know, no, this is not accountability. So what do we do? If we do want to change this and accountability isn't the answer, what do we do? A couple of things. Number one, you need to be able to do something that works in the moment, not just a plan that sounds exciting outside of the moment. So if you have a great plan of your accountability partner and all the stuff you're going to do and all the things you're going to change to stop your habit when it's late at night and you really do feel like you want the chips, you can't make a plan from that place that sounds really good that isn't working in the very moment. So one, you need a plan that works the same when you're in the moment and you're feeling the urge to binge and when you're outside of it. So something that goes in both places. Number two, you need something that you can do on your own with your own brain. That's why I always say ending eating disorders using nothing but your brain. If it depends on circumstance, if it depends on how you feel, if it depends on your emotions, if it depends on what the day is like, if it depends on the time of the month, if you're PMSing, if it depends on all these things, then you're not free. You've got to be able to do this with your own brain, and that is a skill that you learn. So that's exactly what we do here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, signing off. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah.